material.
When it comes to internet providers, you can either choose the leader or a service that is second best. TechInfo is the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard. And now, TechInfo has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, TechInfo.
Hi, I'm Joe Montana, the famous quarterback.
Hey, Joe, is it really you?
Yes, it's me, Joe Montana, in the flesh. Enter the Coca-Cola Craft Super Bowl 35 sweepstakes, and you could be enjoying an awesome Super Bowl party with me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, can I get your autograph?
There you are, young man.
Awesome!
You could also win a Super Bowl ticket, a home entertainment system, or football gear, like this football signed by me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, throw me the ball!
Okay, go long. Frightfully sorry.
Joe Montana was not available for the making of this radio commercial. The real Joe Montana was too busy preparing hors d'oeuvres, stocking up on ice-cold Coke, and signing football gear for the big pregame party on January 28th. For a chance to meet the real Joe, see your nearest participating Coca-Cola retailer for details. Entries must be received by 1-1701. No purchase necessary.
Do like me, Joe Montana, and enjoy the game with Coca-Cola.
1230 WNIX, proud to bring you Mid-South Grasslands Memories with Buddy Hutchins and, of course, our guests each and every week, sponsored by TechInfo, Budweiser, Coca-Cola, and, of course, Garfield's, the restaurant pub, each and every Sunday night from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock on 1330 WNIX. You can, of course, listen to it on the Internet, and we're getting another guest lined up, and Buddy will be right with you shortly. Garfield's is proud to be a sponsor of Mid-South Wrestling Memories, and they have a wide selection of food to choose. They're a restaurant pub located in the Greenville Mall, and right now, as we get our guests lined up, we're going to talk about some of the food. We always like to talk about the food at Garfield's, and we'll do so right now. They have the best quesadillas in town. They have Casey's favorites, including the Casey's Sampler, Chicken Alfredo, Chicken Finger Dinner, and of course the Pasta Florentine, and they also have steaks priced to save you money. The next time you have a birthday or an anniversary, do as Jim and Margaret Carr do, go to Garfield's. Proud to support the Mid-South Wrestling Memories with Buddy Huggins and his guests on 1330 WNIX. And, of course, we're on the air each and every Friday night from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock on 1330 WNIX. Buddy?
Chuck, I tell you what, with Bill Watts helping me with this radio talk show, I can't see no way that it can't be helpful, be a success. I tell you, he's so knowledgeable in the field of professional wrestling, and it's truly an honor to have him working with me on this thing. In the weeks to come, we're going to have guests, like I said, Harley Race is scheduled for next week. The very week after that, we got Dory Funk Jr. And the week after that, we've got, that'll be the 28th, we got Skandor Akbar. And we're actually going to have the Spoiler himself in the month of February. And, of course, we're going to have some stars from Mid-South Wrestling up to date. I work with a young fella called Jagged Edge, and he is a talent. I tell you, he's one of the most outstanding wrestlers in the whole Mid-South territory, Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia. He's currently in Atlanta, Georgia. He'll be doing a show there tonight. I tell you, he's amazing.
Let me ask you this. Since this is your show, what was the inspiration and why did you decide that this show would float? I'll tell you what, it's going to float, there's no doubt, because we go around town, and of course, we remember the days, not only at the old Skaterama with Mr. Koet, like you say, but the days downtown at the Armory and that. What made you decide that the people in the Delta are starving for Mid-South Wrestling Memories?
Well, Chuck, it's not just the Delta, it's all over the world, and this radio station reaches everywhere. It reaches all over the world with the internet, and people right now are looking back at the past. the product you got on TV is even, it's just not wrestling. It's not professional wrestling. People have then got so far away with the traditional old school style wrestling that that's one reason they're, one company's fixing to be sold and the other company, they're losing advertisers after advertisers. I have people coming to me asking me to be a sponsor of these fine shows that I'm doing. What motivated me to do this, it was the actual death of the Junkyard Dog. I found out that he had, I've been in the business 3 years, June the 2nd. I'm what you call a newcomer to the wrestling industry. I'm an outsider. Never dreamed of being on the inside. But when the Junkyard Dog died, such a tragic death, I started researching, doing a little finding out, why hadn't there been any wrestling for 10 years in the state of Mississippi? Why were the only companies running with a company like Junkyard Dog died coming back to the state of Mississippi? To make a long story short, he had been to his daughter's graduation in South Carolina. He stayed awake for over 48 hours. He was coming back to a show in south of Jackson, a little small town. There was going to be 30 people there. But he was such a consummate pro, he wasn't going to let not one person down. He was going to be there. And by him staying awake on the road coming back from the Carolinas, he fell asleep at the wheel in Forester, Mississippi, rode off the road, and was tragically killed in that car accident. That led me to discover that there was no wrestling in Mississippi. Since Bill Watts left this area and he sold his company, what then turned into UWF, and he sold it to Ted Turner for the most money ever been paid for a wrestling promotion in the history of the world. He actually, Bill Watts, signed away the Mississippi territory. And the people there, they tried to run Mississippi, but they didn't care. Greenville, too small a market. Greenwood, too small a market. Even Jackson, Mississippi, too small a market. They didn't care. But this market, we know, you know, was great. Jackson, Mississippi sold out every Wednesday night, year after year after year. I mean, we're talking 3,000 and 4,000 people every week. Memphis, Tennessee did the same thing. But the territories are dead now. The way the wrestling is done now, there's no legit company in the state of Mississippi running, and that's what got me talking about the memories, talking about the past. And I did find Cowboy Bill Watts through George the Animal Steel, and that story is so touching, the way that this involved helping people. And you see Bill is so open to who I am and what I'm doing, is because I'm an honest person. I'm a true person. I didn't go to Bill Watts asking him for anything, personal appearances, nothing. He found out that I was a promoter and that I was running the Mid-South territory, and I was using the name Mid-South. I call my company Extreme Mid-South, and I must tell everybody that Extreme stands for extremely good wrestling. Not that extremely crappy stuff that you see from up north where it's all hardcore from beginning to end. Professional wrestling has no place for that. That's not, those people that do hardcore, they do it only because they can do that. They can't actually technically wrestle. Anybody can do hardcore.
Buddy, one of our fine sponsors is Tech Info, and of course we want our people out there to get any questions they might have with you and the superstars of Mid-South Wrestling to get a hold of us. But tell us about your capabilities with Tech Info and how people can get in reach with us on the internet to hear Extreme Mid-South Wrestling every Sunday night from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock on 1330 WNIX, and about going to our webpage that we have up.
Most definitely. Our webpage at Mid-South Wrestling is now tied to WIQQ.com. You can go to that website, and you can see a link to my website, Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. That website is www.midsouthwrestling.com. We're the fastest growing website in the state of Mississippi's history. With this partnership with this radio station, that gives me two radio stations that I'm currently on. I also do a radio talk show Thursdays and Fridays that emanates from Greenwood, Mississippi. You can see that on my website. You can see the archives of the people I've interviewed in the past. This is almost like going to college when you talk to these people. They're so knowledgeable, and there's so much history that's went down the pike. Wrestling has been popular more times than what you see here. I mean, people see wrestling and think that's what it is. Let me tell you, Dory Funk told me, he said, buddy, there was 22 territories, and they were sellout houses all over the country. He said they were wrestlers making money. Right now, you got just a few making money, and the rest of them, that's why you got independent shows that draw 30 people.
We're going to be back shortly with Mid-South Wrestling Memories. Of course, we'll be talking with show host Buddy Freeweek and his guests, many famous moments. Buddy, we're going to call you back and talk about one of wrestling's most famous, I guess infamous, moments, the plane crash. And we're going to talk a little bit about that after we break one last time.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
You stand like a sentry outside the grounds of our national pastime, offering us your salty nuts.
Not the crunchy.
Half price on the outside, all the taste. That's your pitch. There's nothing like spending a summer day on a hard bleacher seat, crunching your nuts. Unless maybe it's sitting behind home plate, spreading mustard on your wiener. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller, because thanks to you, a bag of peanuts costs just peanuts.
When it comes to internet providers, you can either choose the leader or a service that is second best. TechInfo was the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard. And now, TechInfo has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with the proven leader, TechInfo.
And back we are with more Mid-South Wrestling Memories with Buddy Huggins along with Chuck Early, Ray Renfro Engineering on 1330 WNIX. And we are going to have Buddy back with us shortly and talk about his wrestling history here in Greenville, Mississippi.
I'm Joe Montana, the famous quarterback.
Hey, Joe, is it really you?
That's me, Joe Montana, in the flesh. Enter the Coca-Cola Craft Super Bowl 35 sweepstakes, and you could be enjoying an awesome Super Bowl party with me, Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, can I get your autograph?
There you go, kiddo.
Awesome!
You could also win a Super Bowl ticket, a home entertainment system, or football gear like this football signed by me. Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe, throw me the ball.
Okay, go along. Oops, sorry.
Joe Montana was not available for the making of this radio commercial. The real Joe Montana was too busy preparing hors d'oeuvres, stocking up on ice-cold Coke, and signing football gear for the big pregame party on January 28th. For a chance to meet the real Joe, see your nearest participating Coca-Cola retailer for details. Entries must be received by 1-1701. No purchase necessary.
Do like me, Joe Montana, and enjoy the game with Coca-Cola.
Mid-South Wrestling Memories on 1330 WNIX, brought to you proudly by Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Coca-Cola, Riverside Distributors and Budweiser, and Coca-Cola. We go back now to Mr. Buddy Huggins, and Buddy, give us your history here in Greenville, Mississippi.
Well, Chuck, this is, you heard Bill Watts and I talk about 1968, 1969. Well, I was 9 and 8 years old at that time, and that's where I first seen wrestling. I actually was born in Greenville, Mississippi. This is my hometown. I've been away for quite a while now. I traveled the world. Heavy construction took me away from Mississippi, but I'm back. I'm doing wrestling now full time. Of course, the Manitech thing, I'm helping Bill with that. But I've got a lot of history here in the Mid-South area with Greenville as my hometown. It means so much for me to be able to see wrestling come back and come back the way that it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be about professional wrestling. It's supposed to be about old school wrestling. I ran some shows last year that were immensely successful. We did the Expo building. That was a great show in February. Then the month of March, we did the Washington County Convention Center. We did one of the biggest gates in independent wrestling to date. And I tell you, Dr. Def Steve Williams is going to be a part of these cards coming up. In the spring of 2001, look out all over the Mid-South territory. We're coming back with Mid-South wrestling with a vengeance. And we're going to do it right this time. I tell you, I'm involved with some great people. We will see people from the past. And I'll also be introducing you to the new stars.
Well, we were part of those promotions, buddy, and they were immensely successful and haven't been topped since. Let's talk a little bit. We talked about some of the great things that went on wrestling-wise with the Mid-South Wrestling in the past here in the Delta. North Carolina has always been a stronghold as far as wrestling is concerned, and back to the plane crash that certainly changed the eyes and the sights of wrestling occurred on October the 4th, 1975, when wrestling's most famous plane crash occurred in Charlotte, North Carolina. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about that? And it's amazing as we unfold the story today how many twists and turns of fate are intermingled in this one plane crash.
I tell you, and talking to the wrestlers themselves and hearing their stories, that's what this show is going to be about. And we can get the inside story. We're not sensationalism. We're not going to be looking for the dirt. We actually, when we talk to Harley Race next week, we'll be talking about this. This is the plane crash that changed the history of the face of wrestling. Harley was set up to wrestle Johnny Valentine, and was their promotion that was going to animate from that event did not take place. Johnny Valentine was injured in that plane crash, and a young upstart, Ric Flair, ended up filling the shoes of the great Johnny Valentine. And Harley Race had some of the best battles of his life with that young man. He beat him, and then Rick beat him, and he beat him back. And I'm going to tell all you fans something. You see this showbiz stuff that you see on TV today. Well, back then, it was for the marbles. People say, well, it's show business. No. Ask Billy Dundee. Back then, it was 90% tradition and then 5% show business. I'm telling you, you didn't get cauliflower ears from show business. Them boys actually, they put it all on the line every night. You heard Bill Watts say Harley Race was tough in and out of the ring. Well, he meant just that. If y'all remember right, Harley Race was 8-time NWA heavyweight champion when NWA stood for something. He was the champion, and he maintained it for the longest period of anybody in any history. Of course, Ric Flair got those shots due to Ric Flair being at the right place at the right time.
Back when this airplane crash occurred, of course, back then, one of my favorites was Johnny Valentine, and I don't think there was, from a standpoint of a guy who had brute force, maybe he wasn't the best athlete who had the wrestling moves, but when you talk about just being a bad tail in the ring and showing agility and kick-butt toughness, there was none tougher than Johnny Valentine.
I tell you, he was from that old school. He had been groomed and trained for all those years in his early career. Back then, the old-timers, when he was coming up in the 50s and 60s. Well, see, wrestling had already been taking place in the 40s. By then, you had some grizzly veterans that would take those young boys and they would stretch them from one end to the other. And when they got through with them, technically, they were the most... You know, you talk about the Jerichos and Dean Malenko and Chris Benoit. Well, back then, you had 50 names of that high caliber, your Danny Hodges. Those were technical match wrestling. Now, I know people say, well, Buddy Wrestling's changed. We can never go back to that. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If we don't go back to real professional wrestling in the ring and let these gentlemen do what they can do on a human combat, physical, uno, one-on-one, and let it be for real this time, well, wrestling's going to die. It's a dying art form right now, especially with these independents that just, for the life of me, I don't understand it. They put people that's not trained in the ring. Bill Watts never did that.
Buddy, some of those other wrestlers that were involved in that plane crash, and of course David Crockett was the promoter who was involved in that plane crash, and that was a kind of a twist of irony also, as he wasn't scheduled to make the trip that night, but he wasn't the original one to make the trip, but he volunteered to make the trip, the short trip to Wilmington, North Carolina, and of course the plane crash was on the flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to Wilmington, North Carolina. Bobby Brothers, who was would never wrestle again, and of course Tim Woods, the original Mr. Wrestling, Johnny Valentine, and as you said, Ric Flair were the wrestlers, along with the pilot who unfortunately did lose his life, a Vietnam veteran, which, you know, makes it even sadder, and then of course David Crockett, the promoter, who was on that ill-fated plane that night. The date was October the 4th, 1975.
Yeah, and that goes to show right there how things are. If it would have been any other way, and the plane had been balanced in the right way, where the weight would have been from, as a matter of fact, in the article, you can go to my website at www.midsouthwrestling.com. That full article is up, and take the time to read that article. And when we have Harley Race next week, go ahead and put your emails down with your questions. And let's get some good questions next week for Harley Race about that particular incident, about what he would have had to done to have beat Johnny Valentine if he had had the opportunity to face Johnny Valentine. But from what I gather from the article, it says that Ric Flair had the forward seat position, and for some reason he said that he did not want to be in that seat. So Johnny told him, said, well, you just move over, let me have that seat. And history could be totally different right now if Johnny hadn't made that move, Rick hadn't made that move. It could be that Rick would have been the one that would have been out with a crippling injury.
Buddy Huggins with Wrestling, Mid-South Wrestling Memories. Let's talk a little bit more about Tech Info, and then we'll be back with our closing comments on the first show on 1330 WNIX. And Buddy, tell us about Tech Info and their capabilities. You believe in them. They're a big part of the sponsorship and putting the show on.
I tell you what, since I've been involved with Tech Info, there's no finer company. Website design, anything to do with technical aspect of the internet marketing, you can't ask for a better company. Tech Info.
Okay, our time right now is 5.5 minutes.
You choose a leader or a service that is second best. Tech Info was the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard. And now, Tech Info has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, Tech Info.
And back we are. Buddy, if anybody has any questions concerning this great show, Mid-South Wrestling Memories, how do we email questions in that? And of course, we'll be taking phone calls live next week. And of course, we'll have our next week's guest to answer all the email comments we get this week. What's our email address?
You can email us at radioshow@midsouthwrestling.com and go to the website. Also, click on the link there for emailing me directly, Buddy Huggins. That's Huggins@MidSouthWrestling.com.
And I'm going to throw in very quickly, you know me, we can't get off the air without me talking one more time about food. And Buddy Huggins and Chuck Early and everybody in Greenville, goes to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, their proud sponsor of Mid-South Wrestling Memories. What do you have on store for us next week, sir?
Next week, we're going to have the one and only legendary Harley Race itself. We'll actually talk about the angle with Johnny Valentine. We'll talk about Ric Flair. We'll talk about the past. Harley is involved heavily in a wrestling school. He's training new talent, so we'll actually talk about the up-and-coming stars for that. That reminds me that as far as Mississippi's concerned, there's no finer wrestling school than the one that I run. It's out of Jackson, Mississippi, head trainer J.C. We're training the way that wrestlers need to be trained, old school style, the traditional way, and for all those people that are interested in becoming professional wrestling, getting involved, we're looking for referees, we're looking for managers. What you got to do is go to my website, email me, show me that you're interested, and I'll email you back and tell you how to get involved with professional wrestling.
Buddy, I'm going to put you on the proverbial hot seat and run you into the ropes a little bit if we can before we leave today. Of course, Cowboy Bill Watts is also one of our MCs of the show, one of our hosts, I should say, and you're good friends with him. When you were growing up and going to Mr. Kayouet's skating rink like I was and checking out all those Mid-South wrestlers, who, aside from Bill Watts, was your favorite wrestler that you liked the best?
It's going to be a gentleman that we're going to have on in the month of February. His name's Danny Hodge. Now, I hate to say it, but Bill is a very, very good wrestler, a very good personal close friend of mine. But since I've met Danny Hodge, he was my boyhood idol. Before I ever heard about Bill Watts, I knew who Danny Hodge was. Danny's going to be heavily involved with this radio talk show, and we're real proud to have him involved.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to make it a little tougher on you. The heat around the chair builds up a little bit. Who was your number one villain?
Well, that would have to be Dr. X.
Okay. That is going to wrap it up. Buddy, any closing comments from you of wrestling memories on 1330 WNIX, Garfield's, Coca-Cola, Riverside Distributors, Budweiser, and Tech Info bring you the show each and every week. Buddy, closing comments for you before we say grace and leave this place on Sunday afternoon.
Well, like they used to say at the closing of the old Mid-South show, the TV that was here for many, many years, watch out for those flying chairs. Mid-South wrestling's coming back.
Buddy Huggins, along with Chuck Early, we'll see you next week. Same time, same bat channel. Join us again next Sunday at 5 o'clock as 1330 WNIX brings you the hottest wrestling show around. It's Mid-South Wrestling Memories with Buddy Huggins. Mid-South Wrestling Memories is brought to you by Budweiser, Coke, Tech Info, and Garfield's on 1330 WNIX, the Delta's sports choice.